Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to Fans and the Pros. Zach Strief, Deuce McAllister. We're with you till 7 o'clock tonight. Started breaking down this New Orleans Saints Carolina Panthers game. And, you know, when you start talking football, Deuce and I got to bring in the experts. And we've got one of them here, former New Orleans Saint and Carolina Panther and newly minted analyst on the SEC Network, Roman Harper. Roman, welcome to the show, buddy.
Strief, my man, dude, you just sound awesome. I mean, you are probably the best voice the Saints have ever been able to have. I'm just so proud to call you my teammate and part of my draft class.
Well, Roman's been drinking again. We got him on. It's early still, Roman. I know it's 5 o'clock somewhere, I guess, and 5 o'clock in Charlotte where you're living. So I understand that. Roman, before I turn you loose on Deuce and the Ole Miss, whatever they call themselves these days, I want to ask you a question. Listen, he already warned me. He already warned me, Deuce. I'm not creating the idea. It's coming. Just hang on. It works for the SEC Network now. He has to talk about it. Roman, we've watched through five games for the New Orleans Saints a consistent issue on the back end of this defense to either communicate, to understand the scheme that they're in, to make the adjustments. You know, you never know play to play exactly what it is that's causing it. But what we've seen a lot as a result is guys running free, guys kind of, with 5 and 6 yard cushions. And then the thing that's driving me the most nuts, the defensive back turning around with his hands up in the air, right? Like looking for whoever it was that was supposed to do it. Or what have you seen with this group on the back end? And what do you think they need to do to get that stuff cleaned up?
You know, Strief, you know, we talk about this all the time on our chats. And for me, it is beyond the classroom. This is starting to develop. This has to start in the locker room from player to player. And we got to trust each other that, hey, when we make this call, this is what we're trying to take away, and this is what we're going to allow them to happen. And you always want them to allow them to happen what they don't want, or they don't really want to take that. And it's crazy because, like you're talking about, they touted themselves as one of the best secondaries that, you know, on paper, that they were going to do this, they were going to do that. So everybody raises their expectations, and their game has not risen with their own expectations that they put on themselves. You got to be able to make those plays on one-on-one, you know, high ball situations if you're Marshawn Lattimore. You know, Malcolm Jenkins has struggled at time from time, but he's playing with high amounts of effort. They've been beat up. They've been banged. And they've just not been healthy at times. And at the end of the day, I like to say, what are we doing schematically as well to at least allow these guys to get in some sort of rhythm when they're playing against these teams? We watched Las Vegas do whatever they wanted against this secondary a couple weeks ago, and it just didn't seem like they had the answer. They could not adjust. Or what, for whatever reason, they're not figuring it out. They're not getting it done. And you cannot give up explosive plays in the passing game in the NFL and think you're going to win a lot of games, especially when your offense is lacking in explosive plays offensively.
Mr. SEC, before I talk about that, do you put that on the coaches? Do you put that on the players? Where does the blame go?
First of all, like any great coach, it's going to start with them. They're going to say it's on me. And then from there, all right, how do we get it fixed? How can I put my players in better positions to where they can make plays? Whatever that is, we have to do it. Are we going to finally allow a team to rush for 100 yards and then say we're not going to allow you to pass the ball? Maybe that's what it is. Maybe we should dare teams to say, hey, maybe you should just try and run the ball instead of always giving up all these explosive plays in the passing game. Because you got a Carolina team that's coming in here that knows that they can pass the ball in this team. And I can't wait to see Joe Brady's offense versus Dennis Allen's defense. They know each other. They know the weak spots on each side of the ball. And how are they going to attack each other back and forth? When is D.A. going to call the blitz? When is he going to call coverage? When is Joe Brady going to say, hey, we're going to show run but then pass off of it? I think Teddy Bridgewater is doing a really good job. The Carolina Panthers are feeling very confident about themselves just because nobody gave them any credit. So the moment they start winning one game, two game, that's already above where everybody else had their standard set. So for them, they're playing above their standard or what everybody thought they would be. The New Orleans Saints, I wouldn't say, are playing above the standard that the fans and everybody else thought they would be at right now. So for me, on the outside looking in, that's already an issue. I think it being at home for the Saints does play in their hand. They should handle this game. They should win this game. But I think it's going to be a lot closer than what a lot of people think.
Well, I think it's going to be closer but because of who's available. And that's what my next question was going to be. You know, just get your thought and your impression from a talent standpoint. How close is that gap up and down each roster? And then, obviously, who's available? And we know a couple of guys that are already out. And you talk about the star McCaffrey being out, but Michael Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders. How does that affect each of these teams?
Well, it really has to affect the New Orleans Saints. You know, you look at Carolina's defense, they're not that good, especially in the back half. You'd love for Drew Brees and this offense to go out there and say, hey, they're going to take advantage of the Carolina Panthers through the air all day long, and we'll find ways to mix in Alvin Kamara and Latavius Murray. But just the way this Saints offense has been running all year long, you're just not confident that you're going to be able to attack this Carolina Panthers secondary through the air, downfield throws, and whatever they're going to do, especially without Michael Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders. That just has to be just a gut punch to the Saints offense. So now we're looking at Cooks to really have to step up and be that threat for Drew Brees running down the middle of the field. I don't know how it happens. You know, the biggest thing is you just don't want to be like Ole Miss and end up throwing six interceptions in a game against a team that you probably think you could beat.
Should it be?
And there's the segue that we were hoping for. You placed it in there pretty gently, Roman. And first of all, I know Deuce and I want to congratulate you on the new gig with the SEC Network, and I'm sure that Saints fans and LSU Tiger fans everywhere are upset that you're there because they know where your loyalties lie. But, you know, interesting year in college football right now, Roman. And I know, you know, at times even in the SEC, it's not necessarily always looked the same. It's kind of an interesting year. Where do you see the SEC stacking up right now?
Well, you know, they're very top heavy. You look at Alabama, they're at the cream of the crop right now because of their offense, not because of their defense. Their defense isn't that great. Ole Miss exposed them at times. I think Lane Kiffin's a heck of a play caller and really got ahead of them and did what they need to do. Georgia, for me, is the second best team just because of their defense. But Georgia can only win one way. That's going to be their Achilles heel. And Florida has no defense. And right now, then it's everybody else. Arkansas is a team on the rise. And the thing that I really enjoyed about covering the SEC so far this year, Streep and Deuce, is that every week we're having one or two upsets. Every week it's something that we were not expecting to see that's happening. And when that happens in college football, I feel like it just means a little bit more. When you see Kentucky beat Tennessee last week, not only the way they did it, but they hadn't beat Kentucky in Knoxville since 1980-something. Or when South Carolina beats Auburn, which I thought they were a better team and that they could do that, especially playing at home. I mean, they hadn't beat Auburn since 1933. These stats start coming out, and I'm just like, why? What is happening? When is that going on? And it's just very intriguing. Now that the Big Ten's coming back this week, it should be even more interesting. We'll get to see your Northwestern Wildcats, even if I don't know if they're going to decide to play this year or not, Streep. We haven't discussed that, but we'll see, right? Hopefully it should be good. We know how their opinions are up there and what they really put a lot of their efforts into, and it's not always football. Shots everywhere being fired today.
Yeah, Mr. SEC, I got to ask you about a program, and you didn't talk about them, but I just wanted to get your take on A&M and Jimbo Fisher and what they, you know, they've just been up and down, you know, and you talk about a coach that was – lured away, you know, flirted with LSU, but ended up over there taking the money at A&M. And just get your overall thoughts on that. And then we got to ask you about the LSU-South Carolina game this weekend as well.
So, you know, you can't bring up Jimbo without the money, because that's why the pressure comes on him, because the amount of money that he signed for and the extent of the length of that contract. Hey, people are looking for return on their investment, and that's what it is. And finally, Jimbo gave them that one win against Florida. But sometimes I think it's a little bit of fool's gold, because everybody always talks about this quarterback in Kellen Mond. He's been starting there 3 years. This is his fourth year. Jimbo Fisher, the same thing. When were they going to finally deliver? Florida's defense played awful. They have not stopped anybody's run game all year long. They're literally having to outscore every team. So Florida has its own issues on and off the field right now that they're having to battle. And we're going to see. I want to see how Texas A&M really starts to finish this season off. And, you know, when we get to see them play against Arkansas on Halloween night, that's going to be an awesome game, because Arkansas defensively makes you play left-handed. They sit back in zone with a whole bunch of guys that nobody really knows a lot about, but they play fantastic defense. They fit the run. They play fast. They're downhill. Everybody's in exactly the spot that they need to be in, and they make it hard on you. So it's a tough out, and I want to see Arkansas, how they go, how they play against Texas A&M, because they're not going to allow Texas A&M to run the ball. So now you put all the pressure back on Kellen Mond. How is he going to be able to perform? Because he has not performed well under pressure when it was all on him. He's done well when they're able to run the ball, and I don't think Arkansas is going to allow them to do that.
Roman Harper on a roll. Just get him going about the SEC now. He said, like a professional. I'll tell you what, somebody should hire this guy quick. Oh, already out there.
Good.
He sounds good, boy. He does sound good. Roman Harper, man, we always appreciate you coming on. Always have a good time talking to you. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Streak, man. Appreciate it. And tell all those LSU Tigers, try not to give up 400 yards this week, okay? All right? Try not to give it up, okay?
And one parting shot to the entire audience. I love it. I absolutely love it. I wouldn't expect anything else. Roman Harper, right, thank you, buddy. Appreciate you.
All right, fellas. Thank you.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.